This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to public policy polling, 48% of Trump voters think the protesters who convened at airports to protest the travel ban were paid by George Soros. The Obama administration was especially active in deporting unauthorized immigrants, most notably in 2012 when 410,000 people were deported. In 2015, Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced the arrest of more than 2,000 people nationwide in 1 week, targeting criminals. And the Obama administration was still sweeping up low-priority immigrants last summer. There were 8,100 asylum applications in Mexico last year, triple the number in 2015 and 15 times as many as 5 years ago, as more immigrants react to U.S. borders closing and increased support in Mexico despite its own U.S.-funded deportation efforts of 145,000 in 2016. A nationwide referendum passed by 60% vote in Switzerland to ease the path for third-generation migrants to gain Swiss citizenship. 70,000 continue the protest for the 14th straight day in Bucharest, Romania, telling the government that the crisis is not over yet. Americans aged 60 or older are the fastest-growing age group of student loan debtors. About 20,000 Americans over the age of 50 in 2015 had their Social Security checks cut below the poverty line because of student loans, with poverty-level benefits falling even farther for 50,000 others. 1,000 IBM employees have signed a petition to pressure the company to uphold the pillars of a free society by declining any projects which undermine liberty. Former players filed suit against the NCAA, claiming that it had set illegal limits on what athletic scholarships could cover. Their lawyers settled for $208.7 million, allowing 40,000 current and former college athletes to receive checks for $5,000 to $7,000 apiece. Van Jones, former political activist and current CNN commentator and a veteran entertainment lawyer, are in dispute and family feud over the best way to manage Prince's estate and legacy. Michael Flynn, top national security advisor in the White House and controversial former general, has been recorded on telephone intercepts talking to Russians about sanctions before the inauguration, contrary to his earlier claims. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.